From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the Islamic State extremists are losing ground in Iraq. Their leaders and fighters are being eliminated, and the group's rank-and-file members are losing hope. Mr. Kerry made a quick visit to Baghdad Friday for talks with Iraqi leaders, and he promised more help from the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State, also known as Daesh.
Daesh is getting weaker by the day, and the coalition's strategy of supporting the Iraqis with training, with equipment, and airstrikes is working. The fact is, in Iraq, Daesh fighters have not been on the offensive in months.
There are currently about 3,900 U.S. troops in Iraq, and Secretary Kerry said there were no specific Iraqi requests for additional American troops. Some U.S. and Western officials say the Islamic State is having trouble entrenching itself in Libya despite a concerted effort over the past year. The most recent estimates put the number of IS fighters in Libya at about 5,000, roughly twice what it was a year and a half ago. The number is expected to grow as IS officials in Syria and Iraq continue to encourage foreign fighters to head to Libya. Belgian authorities arrested a fugitive suspect wanted in connection with the November Paris attacks. The suspect is also linked to the deadly bombings in Brussels last month. Mohamed Abrini is a Belgian of Moroccan descent and believed to be the mysterious man in a hat who escaped the explosion at the Brussels airport. If that's true, it would mean that Abrini had a key role in both attacks carried out by Islamic State that left a total of 162 people dead. This is VOA News.